Well, hello everybody. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about the untimely death of George Floyd, being murdered by a police officer in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I have to say is that they arrested the officer that did that, so he's been charged, which is good. And I am very, very proud of the people that are protesting, but very disappointed in the people who are rioting and looting. So on this podcast, we're going to talk about the riot scam. That's the subject today, is the riot scam. We'll also include other examples of riot scams, and in the past how people confuse rioting with looting, misjustice to committing misjustice. Well, hello everybody. So I wanted to start a podcast about George Floyd and the riots and the craziness happening in the world and how people are taking a bad apple and judging a large group of people. Police officers, I experienced my dealings with the police before. 99.9% of the time, my experiences have been well. I complied. I did what they asked. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I had nothing to hide. So, I personally have not had a real bad experience with police officers. Yes, some of them are jerks. Some of them just go out of their way to do things. I've experienced with that too. I get a laugh out of that. I think that's pretty funny. And I've had really good experience with police officers where they're just like, okay, you know, no big deal. Go ahead and go and, you know, just be careful or whatever the reason being. And, I go on my way. So George Floyd got pulled over by a police officer that I guess he knew. He worked in a nightclub with them as security for, I believe it was a month, maybe longer. Maybe they had bad blood, maybe they didn't, I don't know. The police officer was performing his duty, pulled him over, for whatever reason happened, and he decided to put his neck on his throat, and he died. Now, the police pulled him over for a reason, so the man must have done something to get pulled over. Because the police just don't pull you over for no reason. Unless they had bad blood. So there was a reason why he got pulled over. Now, do I agree with the fact that the police officer killed him? No. He was arrested. He's charged. Exactly what needs to be done. Everybody's taking this poor man's death and making him into a martyr. You have to understand, the man had drugs in his system when he died. He was positive with COVID-19. He had a criminal history. Now, does it make it right for the police officer to kill him? No, not at all. But people were looting and rioting, and an ex-police captain, who's also an African-American gentleman, was killed by other African-Americans. And there was no real mention on the ex-law enforcement captain that died. He was a hero. He was our first responder. And he died protecting property from looters. So, I don't know. Maybe it's my confusion of things. Maybe it's my the way I look at it. You know, everybody's going to have their own outlook of everything. And I'm just outlooking this and looking at this and just saying that it's a misjustice that the American people are taking an action of one person and spread into a big ordeal. You know, we got a sovereign nation. quote unquote Chops, I think it is, in Seattle, and they killed a police officer because the police officer is trying to do their duty. The National Guard and the military are going to be moving in. There's going to be bloodshed if people just don't lay their arms down and go back to being back to normal. Do I foresee a civil war happening? It's always a possibility. Do I think it's good for the nation right now? No. COVID's been around. We're still dealing with COVID. We got terrorist organizations who could be implanting this seed of unjust, because we don't want to make people feel unjust, to start something. This is the perfect plan to put something in. This is the perfect plan to come in and destroy a nation and come in when it's vulnerable. And you don't know, you know, if one of these terrorist nations want to come in here and do that, because, and using this whole strategic way to come in to do it, and the outcome may not be so good. You know that. And some of these nations that we have, there is no freedom of a lot. You know, there's no freedom of being gay. There's no freedom of owning property unless you're wealthy. There's no freedom to certain things. Because there's no women's rights because the women don't have rights. And these are the nations that want to come in and take over this country, destroy the nation, come in, and put their seeds in, and do what they need to do. You know, and that's, I guess, is my fear, is that you know, our children are going to suffer with this. We might not see this, but our children will, if we don't take action now. Do I believe that people should have been protesting for this wrongful act? 100%. I believe that should have been done. Then we have another gentleman who was killed. Rashard Brooks was drunk at Wendy's drive-thru. The people at the Wendy's try to wake him up. The police go and they pull over. They do sobriety tests. You know, they try to put him in handcuffs. And the guy fights with the police and steals the man's taser. And starts running away and pulls the taser and points it at the police officer. Now, there's a very hard judgment call, because you're saying, and I know some of you are thinking, he shouldn't have never done this. He should have not use lethal force on non-lethal force. Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. Put yourself in that police officer's foot first. If someone pulls your taser out and shoots you with the taser and stuns you, and you're on the ground being stunned, now you're very vulnerable. This person can steal your weapon and start using lethal force against other people. Granted, there was another police officer there. Granted, I think the other police officer should have pulled his taser out and shot him with the taser, and maybe could have helped stop the problem. But we weren't there, and we don't know. We've seen the footage, but you don't exactly know, you know, you're not in those shoes, so it's hard to say. It's a debate, and I get this. Do I think the police officer was in the right? I don't honestly know. I want to say he was wrong, and I want to say he wasn't wrong. So it's hard to say. But the gentleman was just released from prison a few months ago because of COVID. And he was set on parole. They did an interview. Fox 5 in Atlanta did an interview with him. And I could find the date. I believe it was about 4 or 5 months ago. Okay. Before he was shot and killed. He was interviewed, and quote-unquote is what Rashard Brooks said. If you do some things that wrong, you pay your debts to society, and that's the bottom line. Brooks said that in a video. He goes, I feel like some of the system could look at us individuals. We do have lives, you know. It's just a mistake we made. Not just do us as if we're animals. And that's a hard feeling to stomach. With you going out and trying, and you have to do this so-called record and hindering us from being going out and trying to provide our family, get jobs to get back on track. Okay, so he's trying to go out. Do I believe, you know what I mean? His intention was to be good. He probably had good intentions. Did he not want to go back to prison? I'm sure he didn't. And he fought and he lost his life. If he could have just complied, if he would have just complied, taken to jail, he might have not even went to prison. They might have cut him a break because of the COVID thing. You know, they're trying to get him out of there. And what have you, you know, in this interview, he's smiling. He's laughing, because he's happy. He's going to be getting back on his feet. He was being released. He was just released early a few months ago because of the COVID thing. And, you know, he gets drunk, he committed a crime. If you and me committed a crime, we went to jail. You know what I mean? We reap what we sow. You know what I mean? You know, I hate to say that, but we reap what we sow. And the unfortunate thing about it is that he had to fight the officer, and the officer shot him, and he got arrested and was convicted, or not convicted, charged. I don't believe the other officer was charged or arrested for anything, but I think he's on administrative leave. You know, the other officer, I don't think he shot at him at all. But I feel that the guy thought his life was endangered because his taser was being pointed at him. And I believe he was afraid that he was going to get shot with the taser, stunned with the stun gun on the ground. And Mr. Brooks was going to go and steal his weapon. I think that would have been a reasonable thing. I wasn't in his shoes. I tried to put myself in his shoes. And I tried to say, okay, if I'm carrying a weapon to do my job, if I'm just carrying a weapon not to do my job, and someone takes a stun gun and points it at me, and they see I have a weapon, you know, and they pull a stun gun on me, now I'm worried, are they going to hit me with my stun gun or with the stun gun and knock me out and steal my gun and shoot me with my own gun? Or they're just going to stun me and rob me and take off? I would be concerned. I might draw my weapon. I'm pretty sure I probably would to defend myself. But it's hard to say. I mean, you have to take it with a grain of salt and go with that. You know, people, what the heck's going on with you? A man died. You know, you want to take this man's name and throw it in the dirt because you want to go and loot and say, oh, this is for George Floyd. Okay, so what are you going to do with the item you steal? You're going to put it in your living room for George Floyd? Are you going to sell it and give his family money for his family because he passed away? Do I feel like George Floyd was a bad person? I don't know. I know a lot of people that were on drugs at one time that I personally know, and they were awesome people, man. Awesome people. When they were not high. But when they're high, they're a whole different person. So it's hard to say, you know what I mean? Do I feel like he was trying to put his life on track? Possibly. I'm not 100% sure. You know, all these people rioting, looting, going against the police, you know, people are feeding off of this. People are putting a seed in people's heads. Black Lives Matter. Well, you know what? I frankly have to say that it's all lives matter. It isn't just Black Lives Matter. It isn't just White Lives Matter. It's not Chinese Lives Matter. It isn't Eskimo Lives Matter. Native Lives Matter. Spaniard Lives Matter. Mexican Lives Matter. Guatemalan Lives Matter. It's all lives that matter. You know, I've always treated people as human beings. I have never looked at a black male and think of him, oh my God, another black person. I've never looked at that. Oh my God, another Indian. Oh my God, another Chinese or Asian or Oh my God, another white person. I've never done that. I've never done that. And I can proudly say that I have never looked at anybody like that. I've always treated people as equality because that's how it should be done. I've never disrespected a police officer. Did I make it hard for a police officer here and there when I knew I was in the right? Yes, I did. When I knew that I could push it, yes, I did. Pulled over for no reason? Yes, I have. For stupid reason? Oh yeah, I have. But I don't feel it was a racial thing. I just think it was they just decided, hey, you know what? This car looks out of place here. I got pulled over in Scottsdale. I think because my vehicle was a little bit out of place. And they tried to use an excuse that I did a wide turn. And when they pulled me over and asked for my license, I showed them my license and I had my private investigation ID with the license. And I know they saw that, but I gave them the license. And they looked at me and they said, okay, you can go. And I said, do you even want to see my insurance and registration? No, you're good. What cop does not want to see insurance registration? What cop does not want to feel like they're in the right? I don't know. I laugh and I grin at this. So, I know this whole podcast is about scams. And the scam is that people are taking things out of proportion for their own interests. Seattle is a prime example of that. We are all heading in that direction. And the next few years, if nothing changes, there's going to be a lot more of that going on, a lot more military presence of martial law. Maybe in the future, perhaps, though, I don't know. A civil war, I just saw on a news platform saying that that if things don't change, that there's a civil war that would happen within the next 5 years. Do I feel that? Of course I do. And everybody knows wars are bloody. That's just the bottom line. Wars are just plain bloody. So I don't know what to tell you guys. Do I believe that the protesting should have been done because a man lost his life, regardless of his criminal history? And did he comply with the police? He was in handcuffs. What wrong could he have done once in handcuffs to have your freaking knee on your neck? I think that, yeah, the protesting should have happened. The looting is just something that greedy people were doing. People got arrested. And I believe there was something happened in Scottsdale. People got arrested for the looting of Scottsdale Fashion Square over there. A lot of people are losing income because of the virus. And then the looting doesn't help much either. Now everybody's on edge. In some states, you're allowed to carry openly or concealed. In Arizona, where I live, you can have a concealed weapon. You do not need a permit for it. They pass a law. Now, does it help that you have a permit? Yes, because that just shows that you know some legal guidelines for carrying concealed. And nowadays, honestly, you can't really go anywhere without at least carrying because of all the craziness. It makes people feel uncomfortable. It makes people feel. I'm going to tell you one thing, folks. If you come try to break into my house when I'm home, it's not going to be pretty sight. It's not. Because I'm armed up. I am armed up the yin yang. You break into my house, bullets are going to be flying because I don't know who you are and what your intentions are. You broke into my house, I don't know if you have a weapon. And that's my legal right to do so, protect myself, because I don't know who you are. And there were people breaking into other people's houses for the rioting, the looting, because they were playing greedy and stupid. There were people, African American business owners, that were being looted by African Americans. If you're all about Black Lives Matter, what happened with the Black Lives Mattering when you were robbing from your own culture? Come on now. It's like, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. In the Hispanic community, there's drug dealers, and Mexicans are ruthless. And Mexicans are really bad against Mexicans. It's just because of cartel, drug lords, and what have you. And you have to be really careful when it comes to that ratification of, if you do something wrong to a cartel member, rip them off or whatever, it's just, they'll find you. And they have ways to do things to you. It doesn't necessarily have to be you, your family members, you know. They find out who your family is, you know. They don't have to get their hands dirty. They just tell somebody to do it, they do it. You know, it's... People think it's like the movies. Well, you know what? Kind of, it is, you know. Just, I know from me, seeing, talking to people that were involved in that type of life, that took them a long time to get out of it, that went to jail for their families because they knew that if they went to jail and took a hit on something, you know, that they would be out and they wouldn't have to worry about doing this whole thing over again, you know. Honestly, you know, I know I'm getting a little bit off the subject and I don't mean to, you know, but there is a lot of historical facts of race upon race dealing with them, you know, just being cruel to their own race, you know. And if you're out there trying to tell people that lives matter and that Black lives matter, and you're hurting Black people because Black lives matter, and you're trying to do this, then that's hypocritical. I am sorry to say that. You have no right to be out there doing that. I'm sorry. Because if anything, you should be punished. So my question is now, and I want something for you to think about, you know, because I've thought of this too. If it would have been a Black police officer who pulled over Rashard Brooks, and if it would have been a Black police officer that ended up shooting him because he pulled his taser out, would all this be happening right now in Atlanta? I'm just curious. Think about that, okay? I want you to think about that. You know, it would have been injustice for the police officer that did that to him. Would it be injustice? Would you consider that injustice? Or would it not? See, it's like kind of like a double outlook on that. You know, the man's arrested, and charged, you know, and had his first court appearance, you know, his pre-court thing hearing or whatever. The other police officer, he was charged. You know, all this craziness in the world, you know, we're just trying to live. We're just trying to recover from a pandemic that's not even gone. It's back. The Spanish flu, when it hit in the 1918 era right there, you know, it took 3 years for them to get back to normal. 3 years. So we're dealing with a whole different thing. 100 years later, 2019 is when everything started coming. So about 1918, 1919. So yeah, it's about right. So it took 3 years for them to get over that. So are we looking at the same thing, another 3 years before we get back to normal? And with all this other craziness, do you really think, is it really the president's fault? I don't know. I can't answer that. I'm not even trying to get into a political debate. Yeah, I was just talking to a friend today you know, he blamed the president and some of the stuff that's going on. Even though he supports what the president as a person and him being in office, he does blame the president for some of the stuff that's going on. So I looked at him and I talked to him and, you know, we came in an agreement about certain things. You know, I don't want to get into detail with that because this isn't a political podcast. It's not even going that route. But it is a podcast about scams. And who are the biggest scammers in the world? People in politics. And all you have to do is just throw some politician out there, whether it was a good or a bad politician, throw some seed in someone's head. Because you guys are very persuaded to do things. I hate to tell you this, but you all are suggestible. Someone suggests something to you, and you all go do it. Because if a commercial comes on for a certain thing, you get it because the commercial says to get it because it looks cool. You could deny that if you want, but I know that that's true. You guys go and do it, you know. I do entertainment work, and I have not had any kind of entertainment going on since March, before all this craziness, before the lockdown. And let me tell you, you know, in my realm of entertainment, I do certain things, and hypnosis is one of them. So I know that people are suggestible to things. And, you know, I'm going to be finishing my hypnotherapy training in August. Looking forward to that so I can become a hypnotherapist and start helping people. But I also want to use that as my scope of entertainment for the hypnosis part too. Be able to do some shows. Of course, I know when I get that certificate of training, completion of training for my hypnotherapy, my hypnotherapy stuff, I know very well that it might be a little while before something actually takes off, because I also know that all this craziness is happening. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm going longer than what I usually do. Usually I just come up with a little bit of stuff. I talk from experience. And I'm looking at this, and this is just an outlook of a person from the person on the outside looking in. And it's a song, actually. But yeah, I'm actually on the outside looking in. And I'm looking at all this kind of stuff, and I'm thinking to myself, what a mess. Honestly, what a mess. This is a mess. You know, everybody is condemning people because of actions of a few. People condemn, do you know that Chinese people here in the United States were frowned upon because of COVID? They were blaming Chinese people here in the United States for COVID-19. And people, the Asian people here in the United States that have nothing to do with China, probably, and a few of them that, you know, that has never been to China because, or haven't been to China for a long time, and they were getting blamed for it. How is it their fault? They were not the ones that started the virus. It was Chinese people in China that started the virus. So you're going to blame Chinese people for something they did not do that are here. You know, that's what astonishes me. You're going to blame, and they were being racially profiled, but yet you don't see anybody saying Chinese lives matter, do you? You don't. You know, do I believe it's right? No, it was not right at all. Not at all. Not even close. And the sad part about it is that nobody's standing up for them. They're doing something, you know, it should be all lives that matter, not just black lives. It's all lives. And, you know, I'm sorry, you know what I mean? You guys could take offense to this. You guys don't, I'm not saying anything bad. I'm really not. All I'm saying is that we're people. We're not black. We're not white. We're not Mexican. We're not Chicanos. We're not Asian Americans or Amerasians. Vietnamese children that were born from American fathers when Americans started in the Vietnam War were so racially profiled. They had it hard growing up in Vietnam, and then come over here because they're half Asian. They had it hard here, so they there was no win, you know. And they grew up. They became people, you know. And you know, some of them, you know, who knows what kind of career path they took off, you know. But they grew up. And I'm sure they had families, you know, and I'm sure that they're looking at all this like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't know how many people believe in God, but I'm sure he's looking down and he's weeping of how everybody's treating each other. And the sad part about it is that a lot of this is biblical. It really is. Look up Revelations, look up Matthew 24. I believe it's 24 or 25. And it's in there. And it talks about this. And, it actually says there'll be a rumor of wars and famine and chaos and sister against sister and brother against brother and mother against daughter and father against son. And that's in there. And if there's a civil war that happens, that could happen. Do you know that the first civil war that happened here in the United States, and hopefully it was the only one that we'll ever have, there was father against father, son against sorry, brother against brother, and father against son. What a war, I mean, people had different outlets. The American Civil War was a very brutal one. I love history and just American history. I love American history. And you look at all this, there's stuff that, oh my gosh, it's just horrible. When they got shot with those bullets from those guns, from those muskets, that a lot of people end up dying from lead poisoning. A lot of people end up getting gangrene from the lead from those bullets. A lot of people died because they had to amputate and they didn't do the amputation correctly. Diarrhea. They died from diarrhea and dehydration. It wasn't just them killing each other off. It was the elements and everything that happened. Sad. It's very sad. You really need to look into that and just see how bad they went, all the bad things that they went through. It was horrible. People just don't understand that. Let me grab a sip of this tea here. This is a good tea here. Okay, I finished it off. Anyway, so take it with a grain of salt. I'm not here to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm not here to condemn anybody for the protesting, but I'm here to condemn people for rioting. There's no right for you to riot. What the heck are you rioting for? You want to protest and peaceful protest and get something. Dr. Martin Luther King protested, walked down the street, and did not cause any violence. He did peaceful protesting. Tongue twister there. Peaceful protesting. And I admire the man. I do. It was hard because you know what? It was hard. We've came a long way. Do I feel racism is out there still? Of course, I do. Do I feel like we could be a better culture and community and nation? 100% we can be. It starts with you. It really does. It starts with the seed you implant your family and your children. It starts with you. And you can believe what you want. You can take this and you can throw it away. You can cut it off and never listen to anything that I have to say ever again. But I speak truth, I speak facts, these people had criminal history. These people were arrested. They were pulled over for a reason. Obviously, one of them was intoxicated and was going to go back to jail, and he didn't want to. But that's just you don't know. You weren't in that police officer's shoes, so I can't say that they did a right or wrong thing. Because if I was in a jury box and I had to convict this guy for something, I don't know. My outlook would be a little different. Give me some more facts. That's what I would want. More facts. Show me something. Show me something that would show me that he didn't have to use lethal force. Show me something that his intentions wasn't to shoot the police officer with the stun gun. You're with the taser, Show me something that shows me that he did this act malicely when he shot the man. I wouldn't want those kind of facts. You need to show that to me. You want me to put this guy's my guy's
this guy's life is in my hands to decide what's going to happen to him for killing a man. He killed a man. He has to live with that for the rest of his life. And I'm sure that he was very traumatized over that. You know, people think that police officers, you know, they shoot somebody and boom, they're good to go. No, they have to go through a process too. You know, that's considered a homicide to them. And they have to prove that they were justified for that shooting. So that way, you know, police officers have it worse. They shoot somebody, they have to live with that. You know, if it was an officer that had a history of shooting people and killing people, that would be questionable. I don't know what his history was on the force. Do I feel like he did something? I don't know. I really don't know. I can't go with the bandwagon and say, oh, yes, he's wrong. But I can go with the other group of people to say, no, he's not wrong. So I'm kind of like in between. I don't know. I'm putting myself in that guy's shoes. Would I pull the trigger? I probably would have, because I would have been scared to death. Yeah, I was chasing him because I needed to do something, but he pulled a taser out on me. I was going to shoot him with the taser. Now I'm worried, is he going to pull my weapon? Or would I charge at him and try to tackle him regardless if he shot with the taser so that my partner can taser him and put him in cuffs? Don't know. I don't know. There's two officers there, so they couldn't control the situation. I guess they didn't expect that to happen. But what do you expect? I was driving home from work one day at a light, talking to a friend, and the story's going somewhere, so I'm going to tell you this. Sitting there at night talking, looking in my rearview mirror. I always look in my rearview mirror because I like to see who's behind me. And my side mirrors are sitting next to me. I just want to make sure that, you know, somebody is. I just always had a habit of doing that. I look in my mirror in the back and I see this car coming. Boom! It's the car. Two cars behind me. The car behind me hits me. And then I hit the car in front of me. Mind you, I had a good space. That was a freaking hard impact. I couldn't breathe because my freaking, felt like it, the seatbelt pulled me. I was okay. I was just kind of bruised up a little bit, banged up, you know. The vehicle I was driving wasn't too bad either, you know. And I have to say that, I survived that. But I didn't expect that to happen. Things happen, you know. You know, people get hurt, people get killed, people get shot, something happens, and oh my gosh, I didn't know that was going to happen to me. If we knew what was going to happen to us, maybe we wouldn't leave the house to do the things we did. So unexpected things happen, of course they do. I just don't know, what people think overall, you know what I mean? You know, what is your purpose for rioting and stealing? Selfishness? Was it really for George Floyd? Was it really for Rashard Brooks? Is this really for them? Is it really for all Black lives that matter? I don't know. I think not. Do I believe in the protesting? Yeah, I do, but it should be all lives that matter. Because we're all people. We're all people that... we're all human beings. And as human beings, we don't have a right to terminate someone else's life unless we're defending ourselves, you know? I guess that's the bottom line. You know, we're trying to... I see these community people chop, and they killed a police officer for what? I seen you can't even go. I don't know. It's crazy, you know, craziness. COVID's here, you know. I'm more worried about the virus than all this craziness. This else is going on, you know. People protesting, and then all these cases of coronavirus pop out because Well, hello, people. You're out there at the bars protesting, whatever, you know what I mean? So, yeah, there's a possibility to get infected. I know one, two, three, four, five people who contracted COVID-19, whether it's five people I know or five people, it's five people that I know or somebody that I know that knows somebody that has it. So the majority is because I know people who got it. And they went through hell, man. They went through hell. You know, they said it was like a bad flu and hard to breathe. I don't want that. Get that away from me. I pray to God I don't get that, you know. I just want things to get back to normal so I can do entertainment, you know, progress into that, get my hypnotherapy stuff going on, do these podcasts for you all, and go about my life. That's it, you know, try to be good fathers to my kids. But with that, I guess I'm finished for the night. This podcast is longer than what I normally have it, but hey, I hope you enjoy it. You have a good night.